This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
My family decided to throw...
Oh, no, what?
Indian birthday slash Super Bowl party yesterday.
Oh, no. So did it go on for 3 days?
Is it still going? It was like, so my mother-in-law's birthday was yesterday.
I was like, was your birthday's coming
my
up?
My birthday's coming up this weekend. So
I
they,
was like, I thought I missed it. Okay.
No. They combined it into one little birthday thing, but then decided, well, the Super Bowl too, so we'll do like a combo of everything, right? Yeah. And it was great until their internet cable thing went out.
Oh, no.
You know, you guys, 10 minutes into the game.
Oh, no.
10 minutes. I saw 10 minutes of the game.
Oh, my God.
And they kept, and I waited for them to fix it for 45 minutes, and I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it on my phone. I'm like, I gotta go. It's the Super Bowl. I gotta talk about it.
Yeah, I know, right? That's the whole point. Yeah. You gotta be able to say something about it.
Yeah, because I didn't.
Oh, I know. If you do, it helps a little bit.
I was watching Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
choice. That's a good show.
I like that show.
The third quarter, and then I was like, okay, time for bed.
So you just like anything that crazy that happens, you'll see a headline or something.
Yeah, we'll cover it on the show.
So yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I know the halftime show.
The halftime show is the only thing we're talking about.
It was full of ass and vag.
Yes. It was.
Yes. Oh my God!
And that might have a controversial stand on who I think had a better ass on the halftime show.
All right. We'll hear James's stance on who had a better Super Bowl ass.
Yeah. I think they did Shakira. Phenomenal.
You're in love with Shakira, Jason?
Yeah, I told my wife, I'm like, if I ever meet her, I don't know what to tell you, but this, I feel weird about it, but I can't stop watching, and I need you to know, and I'm sorry it's inappropriate.
That's why he kept singing her song this morning.
Yeah. Shakira,
he downloaded it.
We're meant to be together. I'm like, Jason, what is going on?
It's a little much.
He's a new fan.
Yeah,
she's very talented.
Yeah, she's got a lot of talents, let me tell you. But I saw way more crotch area than I thought I would see.
Oh, yeah,
I was
surprised.
I was amazed.
I'm always bummed when I miss crotch area. Yeah.
Don't worry, it's coming up. I highlighted those moments, and I'll play them for you.
Somebody's got a gift of the best part of the halftime show.
Exactly. I wrote down all the ass and crotch shots, and we'll look at those a little later.
That's awesome. I love a crotch shot.
Yeah.
I really do.
I was amazed.
It's the Rick Crotch.
Like, after the nipple gate with Janet Jackson, I was amazed at the crotch shots.
Really? Like, that is crazy.
I thought it would be a clean show.
Right.
You thought it'd be cleaner, and I was like, I know they'll show a little, but
it was way more.
Than I would have thought.
That was a whole lot of ass that was waiting for any sort of clean show.
Yeah, I mean, there's moments where I was like, I hope my fiance's not looking over at me, and I'm like staring with my mouth open because I was like,
I just can't believe that J-Lo's 50. Like, wow.
Incredible.
She's not
incredible.
Human.
She's 50.
She's 50.
50, and her performance is. It's just
she's
this
better
world.
Now
she's
than
incredible.
She ever has been. I will say that's why. Like she's like a fine wine in my fine wine with a hot ass.
Yeah, she's inspiring. One of those like she's one of those ladies that like ages super
gracefully.
Right.
Yeah.
Shakira is what 43, so she's doing
Shakira's 43.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I'll get old, everybody.
Dude, isn't that scary?
Yeah. Oh my God. Jennifer Lopez is 72. It's
I used
crazy.
To think I was
it's
just crazy. A cool.
She still looks like that, which will be wild.
I was just the other day thinking about. I was like, I used to be the cool young buck. And now I'm like, whoa, just watching
Couple of farts.
Now I'm just watching Tool concerts. On YouTube, that's like my main form of entertainment.
Yeah.
It's funny. Someone did a meme yesterday. It was like 50s 2020, and it's J-Lo, you know, pole dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then do you believe like the women on the Golden Girls were supposed to be in their 50s?
Oh,
really? They were?
Were they really?
Like,
no.
We're the hot one. You know, the...
Hot one.
Are you talking about Rue McClanahan?
They weren't supposed to be in their 50s. I think they were supposed to be in their 60s.
That's the meme that was going that
really?
She was in her 50s.
Oh, I thought they were much older.
I think they were much older.
Wow, that's crazy. I bet that's it, though. But 50
I don't know,
back
though.
Then
maybe,
used to be like...
Oh, maybe, yeah.
50 back then when the Golden Girls was going on was like...
The level of free for door is the hot one.
Yeah, you just mean that.
You
mean
well, you know, did that. I tried to ignore it.
She's the slutty one. Yeah.
53.
Oh
Blanche
my God.
Was 53.
Oh my Lord.
Wow.
When that began.
So she's 3 years older than J-Lo.
Wow, then J-Lo might have a really huge decline coming up in the next 3 years.
No. No way.
Yeah,
Blanche Devereaux was it. She was the youngest of them.
Look at that.
On the show because she was getting all that D.
Yeah, that's she was getting all the D.
She kept going, always getting
D. She was
D.
The big, she was the slut of the show,
yeah,
right?
She was real slutty.
Yeah.
I watched some Golden Girls recently, and it was like, there's some funny stuff. There's some funny stuff in that show.
Yeah, that's a really funny
that's
show.
That's a well-written show. They're funny, those ladies. But yeah, I didn't know. I thought they were like retirement age, but
no,
not.
But that was
the other lady, the tall lady.
B. Oh, B. Arthur.
She the was, manly?
Yeah.
What was her name on that show?
I don't know any of their names.
What is her name? So it's Blanche?
B. Arthur. It doesn't really say.
She's, what the hell is her name?
Dorothy Suborn.
Dorothy.
Was Dorothy the old? That was her name? Okay.
Yeah, Dorothy was
who
her.
Was the, who was her mom? The old lady.
What is her mom's name, too? I don't know.
the fake old lady. Cause
yeah,
because really
she was
old.
Younger than them all. Yeah. Well, except for one. I think she wasn't. She was the only one she was older than was Rue McClanahan.
Estelle Getty was her real life name.
Yeah, she's Estelle. Great.
Yeah, Sophia.
Sophia.
She played Sophia.
Okay. Sophia was, okay.
There you go. That's all our Golden Girls
facts,
trivia for this
50s,
morning.
50s, if they, that's not.
Yeah, so that was right. So the meme was 50s in the 80s, and it was, you know, Blanche from the Golden Girls,
yeah.
And 50s in 2020, and it's J-Lo riding a pole at the Super Bowl halftime show.
It makes sense, though, because, like, crazy. My grandma was, she was in her 80s when she passed, and so 30 years ago it was in the 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was probably in her, like, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like an old lady.
Yeah.
Like she's always been an old lady the whole time.
Right.
She wasn't J-Lo. She didn't look like
my grandma wasn't like J-Lo, no. That'd have been stressful.
Yeah, that was.
My grandma was like
J-Lo.
My grandma was like J-Lo. Oh, man.
Grandma's shaking her ass on stage like, again.
You guys can't hang out here. I used to Google my grandma.
Hey, Andy, we're going to invite us over to Grandma's house.
You're not coming over to my grandma's house. I know you just want to look at her ass.
She makes the best cookies, Andy.
Yeah, I bet it's all about her cookies, isn't it, James? Yeah.
You know those cookies I like.
God damn it.
Nobody makes cookies like Andy's grandma.
Can you imagine if J-Lo was your grandma?
Oh, my God.
Going to Grandma's house. She's on a yacht getting her ass rubbed right now.
That would be wild.
It would be wild.
That's my grandma.
She was everywhere, too, because she was in a commercial for that new Hard Rock Hotel that's shaped like a guitar.
Yeah.
She did a...
Oh, yeah. The cup thing.
Then someone stole her cup, and she chased them through the hotel. How much did Hard Rock pay for that?
That's a lot. She's not
just
cheap.
To promote one hotel?
Yeah.
There was one ad that got me, and it got me from respect. I don't know if it played during the Super Bowl or whatever, but it was like a Bill Murray ad.
Yeah,
did
you guys it played.
The Groundhog Day.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I didn't watch it on the Super Bowl, but it was on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
And it was Bill Murray. And so I'm like waiting for my Tool video to play or whatever, and mm-hmm. then I'm like Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to see this out. I'm going to see this through.
Yeah.
I didn't skip. That's the power of Bill Murray.
You have to stick with it.
Yeah.
You see Bill
I was
Murray.
Like, yeah, you've earned it, Bill. I was like, I'm going to stick it all the way through the end.
It was a Jeep commercial.
It was Jeep. Yeah. Yeah. The new Jeep.
That thing is sweet. The Gladiator.
It looks nice. You know what I'm not a big fan of? And sorry, I know some people listening may work on it. The Jeep pickup truck.
I'm not a fan.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's got a unique
sorry.
Look.
It's odd to me.
The Gladiator?
No, the
it's
pickup.
Not a,
no, it's
like
not
a
the,
pick, yeah.
It's a Jeep pickup truck.
Not a fan. Oh. I love Jeep Wranglers.
It's half Jeep, half pickup. Like that.
That's a Gladiator.
Oh, it is a Gladiator.
Is that what it's called?
I didn't know it was called vehicles, I guess.
I didn't know that.
I almost got one of those, but...
You almost got one with
the yeah.
pickup
What do you need a pickup truck for?
I was like, man, I need to...
Andy's got a haul stuff.
What are you picking up?
I don't know. I need to haul little bitty items. I just liked the way it looked.
You did?
I did, yeah.
I mean, I see them on the road. People obviously like them. That's why.
But it was just like, I was like, well... it was just like a little exorbitantly priced for what I was like, I kind of did ask myself, I'm like, would I be hauling?
Right. You got to ask yourself.
No,
about
you know what happened?
Yeah.
So I remember when I got a pickup truck when I hit a deer and they gave me a pickup truck as
yeah,
the rental.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
you were hauling.
People, right?
I was hauling.
I had my Ford F-150 and I was just, you know, I kind of liked it a bit.
Yeah.
Except Amber kept making you haul.
Well, and that's
things.
It. Because I thought, maybe I'll consider a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And then, Amber was like, hey, let's do this. Let's pick up that.
Yeah.
And no.
Get rid of that.
Pickup truck done.
I like to have the smallest vehicle I can.
I honestly think I like the Gladiator just because it's called the Gladiator.
Yeah, it's a sweet name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a sweet name.
It's a cooler name than the Renegade.
The Gladiator. Yeah, Renegade. No. Renegade.
But the Renegade's cool. You're like, yeah, you're like a badass that doesn't follow rules.
Gladiator. I'm a renegade.
Yeah, no, I like the Renegade too, but I didn't. I looked at one of those. It's so funny.
But if you're not hauling, that's what I remember too from like anyone who has pickup. People are always asking you to borrow.
Oh, that's it. My buddy's got one, and he's constantly having to do stuff, but he likes hauling.
He likes it.
Billy's a hauling guy.
I think he just likes to be of service to people.
He likes helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a
helpful guy.
He'll help you move. He's one of those guys. Like he's a good dude, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's kind of guy. But
if you're that kind of person, which I'm not.
Oh, yeah, me either.
I'm not a help you move kind of guy.
I'll be like, no.
No.
So the fact that I knew everyone would hit me up and that Amber would just decide to buy anything she could buy that would fit in a pickup.
Oh, no.
I was like, nah, I'm out of the pickup game.
That is true. You automatically are expected to have service to your friends if you get a pickup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's you can haul, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy's got like a trailer that you can attach that you can
load
with stuff. So everyone's calling him all
the time. That's it, right?
Yep.
So my buddy's the same way. He's got a trailer that he'll help you move your whole operation. It'll be
nice. I wouldn't even know who to call.
But that's my buddy. He's that guy who would do anything for anyone.
Right.
Like, he's fine with it.
Yeah.
He's like, you need it? Yeah. When?
Well, the only thing is if the only person I would ever help move is Billy.
Yeah.
Because I owe it to him if he ever, because he's the only one that would ever help me you. Move.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way people. Like,
so he's the only one on the face of the earth that would get me to help him move.
So if you would have saw the Bill Murray commercial before, would you have bought the Gladiator?
No, not just on Bill Murray alone.
I want to swayed you.
I think it was $55,000.
So the commercial.
And then you have to get a Groundhog.
I didn't really pay attention to it.
I want a Groundhog,
The commercial was for the pickup Jeep?
Yeah, it was for that Gladiator. But it was a... It was Groundhog Day.
It was a perfect combination.
It was funny. Yeah. They even got the guy, the Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson, wow.
I thought he would die. I thought he was dead.
Insurance.
Wow, I wonder how much they had to pay Bill Murray to do that.
A lot.
Yeah,
it's cheap.
Lot. They got some cash.
Yeah.
He's riding that Jeep Wave too.
I guess that Jeep is not selling well. They've cut several shifts.
Oh, really?
Someone said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just like the classic Wrangler.
I see it a lot, that Gladiator, but it was just, I don't know, it's pricey for what it is. I was like, well...
Yeah.
I was like, but the Renegade got cool computers inside of it. Heated seats on it. And you got the steering wheel and warms up.
It's got everything but the bed.
Exactly.
Did anyone see the Cheetos MC Hammer commercial?
No.
I
don't know if
Oh, my God. It looks creepy just right there.
It's like a baby hammer.
Baby hammer.
Let's see here. Can we listen in there, James?
Yeah. Oh, I want some Cheetos now.
Popcorn now?
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm going to need you to...
Don't we have some?
Never mind.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. We have some.
So terribly
can't touch
hungry.
This.
Help.
So it's a dude eating the new Cheetos popcorn, and he cannot touch anything because he's covered in Cheeto dust.
Yeah.
You can't touch this.
Oh, it's funny. It's just like what we're talking about. People are asking him to help move. He's like, sorry, I can't touch it.
That's
I'm
awesome.
In Cheeto
That's a
dust.
Good plan.
You can't touch
there
this.
There was a time when this was a legit problem I had.
He can't hold a baby, Andy, because he's got Cheeto dust.
No, I'm the same way. I'm always.
Violated the trust fall.
Time. I touched the new Cheetos popcorn.
Wow, good for Hammer, though. He needed that Cheetos dough.
Yay, Hammer.
He desperately does.
He's buying himself a new gold toilet.
Well, he's going to probably pay off some taxes with that money. I'm guessing that he's killing.
It's no joke, though. That popcorn does make your fingers completely orange.
Yeah, we had some here.
Yeah,
I saw really like it.
You had the fiery hot ones or whatever.
Yeah, I brought the flaming hot for us to try in here, but at home I indulged in a little.
And what did you guys, what's your reviews on the Cheetos popcorn?
I didn't eat it.
I think it's good.
It was good.
It's popcorn.
Yeah,
it just tastes like Cheetos.
You can eat the whole bag, though. You can continue to eat it. It's one of those things.
And it tastes identical to the flaming hot Cheetos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just texture.
Yeah, just a different.
Texture,
yeah. Like when you eat the flaming hot one, I kind of miss the crunch of the Cheetos.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that crunch.
Mm-hmm.
But I love crunch.
They're both good.
But it's good to, that's a good plan to have some that Cheetos dust on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
For people.
That's how I'm going to live. That's how I'm going to live from here on out.
Could you see Larry David doing that?
Yeah, I could. I can't do anything. I got the Cheetos. That is like a Larry David episode.
And Bryan Cranston did a Mountain Dew commercial.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
I didn't see anything.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, you weren't.
I just watched Live Tool.
That's all you know.
I just sit in my green bean bunker and just watch Live Tool. I'd pick a year and I'll watch a Tool tour from 2001.
It's very take on The Shining, I guess, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did hear about this one.
So there's Bryan Cranston.
Come on. Wherever you are.
He's so good. He's so talented.
He's like really channeling Jack Nicholson's craziest role.
I've got a new Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original. But without any of the sugar.
Oh my God.
It's pretty intense with the pop commercial.
It is.
Here's Mountain Dew Zero.
I am thirsty.
Huh?
Who's the lady?
She's from Blackish.
I
don't know her name.
I don't know her name either.
That's hilarious. Bryan Cranston's
Zero Sugar.
And that guy's so talented because he can do such dramatic work, and he's also hilarious.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
You don't really get that a lot.
Like, that's why it's almost hard for me to buy Breaking Bad until I actually watched it. When I'm like the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, and then he's like, awesome.
I was like, gosh.
He's an incredible actor.
Even the way he was walking was like so funny. He's walking like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. He definitely nailed
some
that.
Some better ads this year than years past.
They need to do, right?
Yeah. The Jason Momoa one was my favorite.
We're going to get to that one in Celebrity Dirt coming up a little bit later on, and of course more in depth on the Super Bowl. But including the, did you see the peanut? Remember?
They weren't going to do the whole thing. The
death of Mr. Peanut evolved into a... They did actually air the commercial.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. They were thinking they were going to not do it after the death of Kobe Bryant.
But they spent all that money.
I know, right? Money talks.
Yeah.
Because God knows how much they spent on this commercial.
They're like, we're planners. We can't just...
throw away peanut money.
We staked everything on this Mr. Peanut diet. Everything is riding on Mr.
Peanut. But they capitalized on another thing that's going on right now, and people weren't happy with it. So we'll talk about it, though, coming up in a bit.
Nut controversy.
There is nut controversy to get to.
Whoa.
Yes. But outside of that, it was an entertaining Super Bowl. I think, as we said, I don't think people were as invested because... Especially in, you know, our listeners, none of their teams were in it, really.
Right.
But, you know, you pick a side and you...
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people pick Kansas.
They think so.
First time in 50 years, right? So it's pretty cool that they took it home. But outside of that, nothing really crazy.
Just your average Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yep. And then the Tom Brady tease of last week of him standing... looked like he was either leaving or going into a stadium, which sparked all sorts of, you know, online rumors and speculation.
Is he walking in? Is
he leaving the Patriots? Is he walking into a new stadium? And then it was just for a Hulu ad. So kind of brilliant for Hulu.
He did say
he's not going anywhere, though. Whether that means he's not retiring or he's not leaving the Patriots, who knows? But that's as deep into it as they got. They are saying that the Patriots are willing to put, like, $30 million on the line to get him back.
Wow.
Which is huge.
They got the money.
Okay. They got the money. He's got the money. My God, he's so rich. He's so incredible. What is his net worth?
Oh my, you don't want to look it up.
No, it's probably very depressing.
Well, doesn't he like makes like, what is it, like $45,000 a second when he's playing or something?
No, it's absolutely ridiculous. $180 million.
God, that's a lot of millions.
And his wife, though, is worth $400 million. Together, they're worth $580 million. Your wife is worth more than double you, and you're worth $180 million.
He's Tom Brady, and he's got himself a sugar mama.
Yeah, he does.
A hot ass sugar mama.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable.
That probably keeps you in line, though, right? You can't go being cocky when your wife's got $200 million more than you.
Now you know why he wears those Uggs boots.
Yeah, he does what she says.
All right, I'll wear whatever you want, sweetie.
Man, just from, like, what does she have? Where's her money
come
from?
All of where her money came from. I mean, obviously, modeling, but
she's got to have companies or, you know, her makeup line.
It's like all makeup, probably, and stuff like that.
She has a lot of ads, and that pays a lot.
Oh, I wish I'd get me some ads.
Wait,
ads.
Give me some ads.
I like ads.
What would be a good fit for Green Bean? Like, what would you promote that people would be like, yeah, I get that.
Well, I could promote energy drinks, Dave. I could promote clothes at the fat guy store. I'd do that. I could promote Jeep products.
So many things.
So many things.
Yeah.
A Cheetos commercial I could have done.
Yeah.
I could have done the Mountain Dew thing.
You could have done the Chipotle.
That's what I want. God damn it. Give me some Mountain Dew money. Those are guys, they advertise. Let me go ski. I'll do some extreme stuff.
That would be actually a hilarious campaign.
Get some ads.
I bet she gets paid for even like her Instagram hits, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, probably. She probably promotes probably stuff on there.
She was the highest paid supermodel in the world for 15 years.
Wow.
For 15 years. It says model, author, supermodel.
She's into that.
I don't know what she
Well,
wrote.
She's like, they're into that, like make their kids eat, be vegans and all that. They do a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, she had a $25 million deal with Victoria's Secret. I don't think Victoria's Secret has that kind of money.
I want a $25 million deal with Victoria's Secret.
Victor's Secret.
You want that?
Victor's Secret.
Victor's Secret. Wait a minute. Listen, Victoria's Secret, that's like one of the hottest names ever. Victor's Secret is like, don't go asking Victor about his secrets because he'll tell you, and it is creepy.
You don't look in that box.
Don't be asking Victor about his secrets.
What would be in Victor's secret?
He's like, hi, I'm Victor. Hello, you want to know my secret?
Yeah, that's probably not a good name for a men's underwear store.
No.
Victor's secrets.
Oh.
I'd try on a pair of his panties.
Welcome to Victor's Secrets.
I'm a Victor's Secret angel.
I think you'd be like a little devil.
Yeah, I'd be my little devil.
Oh, yeah, you're devil.
Hey, I'm Victor's little devil.
Hey, I'm fat little devil.
Because
Victor's
you know
Secrets.
How all these brands try and expand. I wonder if they ever thought Victoria's Secret through the years of expanding into like men's.
No, they're
got problems.
They're trying to survive at this point.
Yeah,
they were huge at one point.
Yeah,
that was all the underwear that there was I ever saw.
Yeah,
on ladies for a while. Yeah. But no, I don't know. Like it's not. That's not the thing. What took them down?
Sexism.
Oh. Jeez.
Yeah. Jeez.
Sexism.
Something like that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, they have a lot of problems. But just women aren't into buying it.
They objectify
kind of
them too much and stuff like
they're
that.
They're just not into it.
Like
as,
now
as
it's
as
all
much
about the yoga pants and like the pink brand, like sweatshirts and
yeah, they kind of veered off to that. I think they make more money off that stuff, but
the stupid stuffed dogs always have stuffed animals.
Yeah.
I mean, did they have a men's line?
No, did they?
I don't think so.
There's no way.
I don't remember that.
And if they did, I hope to God they called it Victor's Secret.
It's just Victor's Secret for men, but I can't. I think it's just. It's not right.
You want to know my secret?
Victoria's Secret men's line.
No, I want to see your secret.
You want to see my secret?
I want to see it.
Come back behind
your
chair.
I guess they did try at some point a men's line.
That failed.
So like man thongs and like
yeah, what are they?
Lacy like tank tops.
Oh no, they talked about doing it at one point, so I don't know if it ever actually came to fruition. Target men older than 26. Oh, this is like their they were putting out we believe the best way to find out if Victoria's Secret line from it is a good idea is to talk directly with customers. Like from their head office.
Oh.
You know, when they were considering it back in 2013. A guy can't wear Victoria. They would have had to come up with a different name.
Yeah.
Because a guy can't wear Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Victor's Secret.
Victor's Secrets.
Really a bad name, Victoria's Secret, now that
it really
people
is.
Think about it.
You
I
think
don't know.
About
see,
it.
I associate it with hotness. I don't associate
it. Well, because
it.
They branded it that way. Yeah. I mean, that's in your brain. But when you really think of just Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret. Well, like, what's her secret?
But to me, like, the name Victoria just screams like
exactly.
Bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't care what this bitch's secret is. To me.
Victoria.
So Victoria's Secret was started by a man who was intended to be a store for men to buy their women lingerie.
Mm.
Yeah, it was started by a dude.
Of course it was.
Yeah. I guess the only thing they make for men is men's cologne, so women can buy their guy cologne there.
I think that Lululemon was started by a dude, too.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've looked up the history of that company, but I don't recall
I think
that.
It is a dude. I might be wrong. I feel like I saw him talking on something, some kind of entrepreneur thing.
Like
something.
A TED Talk or something?
I just went by a Lululemon at the mall. I went to the mall, which is crazy, but and the Lululemon store was packed. Like nothing, it's still
not one thing keeping them all alive.
Exactly.
They are a license to make money.
It's crazy.
Like $100 yoga pants, and they sell them like crazy.
It's jammed. Nuts. It was the most packed store in the whole mall.
Chip Wilson is the guy's name.
Chip Wilson.
Chip Wilson. He started
You're buying
Lululemon.
Pants by a man named Chip.
1998. Chip Wilson founded Lululemon in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah,
they had some controversy too, though, right? Because they were telling like bigger girls they weren't like able to. They were basically saying don't buy these pants or something. I thought they had some kind of controversy there, but
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's Chip.
It's hard to be a man and tell and be in charge of a women's clothing line. I don't know why you do that.
Yeah, he has since stepped down.
Yeah, makes sense.
There's so many other brands now in competition. It's just a huge market.
He blames that. See, like right there, that's the type of
He blames women's bodies for complaints.
Yeah. Oh, because you could see through them. That was the see-through controversy when you.
Oh yeah,
you remember that? And that's what he's saying. They were. Yeah. They were because they are bigger and they shouldn't be in those pants.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what he was saying.
But it was actually the quality of the product went down.
Right.
He said women will wear seatbelts that don't work or a purse that doesn't work or quite frankly some women's bodies just don't work for it. They don't work. It's really about rubbing through the thighs. How much pressure is there over a period of time? Basically, he was saying
bye-bye.
Big ladies are complaining.
Bye, Chip.
See you, Chip. It's been a good run, Chip.
Chip's the kind of guy at a party that wears a shirt that says no fat chicks.
Yeah, you know? I can't believe he said that as a CEO. Yeah. I can't believe
what
that
either. What a moron.
And
oh my God.
That's how your board says, you got to go, Chip.
Really
listen, I can't be unresponsible for fat chicks. Chip, bye-bye.
Good luck.
Your name's Chip.
Oh man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. What was he thinking?
I don't know.
A goddamn maroon.
Yeah, it was an on-camera interview.
Because I think that even thinner women were having problems with the see-through problem.
Yeah, but then he just like...
But he, you know,
he just
blamed...
He just blamed big ladies.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
He was like, you think he'd met with somebody? And he goes, I'm doing the interview. I'm going to go full douche. I'm going to throw it all to the wind. I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going full douche.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. He obviously wasn't thinking at all when he made that comment, but it did.
I'm going to make all the women angry today.
I'm sure the PR person was like, oh my.
Oh, yeah.
Chip just blamed fat girls for his pants sucking. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Chip, you said what? God damn it, Chip. Oh, Chip.
Chip. Your name's Chip.
Your name's Chip. Somehow you started an incredible company that did incredibly well, but then you're still Chip at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're Chip.
So you blow it all.
Yeah, you know, blame fat girls for your pants not being great.
Chip's going to do what chips do, I guess.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Back to the Super Bowl. We talked a little earlier, Chuck, about the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, on your couch, did you sit through it yourself?
I made tacos for myself while that was going on.
Oh,
and I would slightly look over.
The
like
halftime show?
Yeah. I just made.
You missed it?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Did I? I saw the main couple things. Oh. So I'm making tacos.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're like, hurray! And I'm like, okay, whatever.
I'm You're
like,
listening into Chuck make tacos.
I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. Give me some flavor while I'm making these tacos.
Tacos. That's
yeah,
good.
It made
yeah.
some sense. It made yeah, some yeah, sense. Yeah, yeah. And I realized, I was like, okay, this whole thing I don't understand. I don't understand the lyric. I don't know. They're talking. I'm not.
Oh, no,
I can't speak
like
Spanish.
Your dad. You sound
I can't
like your
speak
dad.
Spanish.
You're the Breisner.
Yeah,
you're
I'm like, totally. I don't know. I can't speak it. I don't know what you're saying. Well, here goes the country. You know,
so like, people were really confused when the Latino hip hop artist came out.
Oh, and that's.
Spanish.
I was like,
oh
I couldn't.
God.
I was like, wow, that's. This is crazy. I'm like, oh my God, so many people are going to go mental over this halftime show.
Really? No, I
yeah,
think there's a lot of
yes,
positive
no.
support and everyone.
Football
was great.
People,
oh, come on.
The
oh,
down south,
people.
I'm sure they were furious. Anyway, so they do. I'm making my tacos, and I look over. I'm like, well, I better check these outfits out.
Yep.
Yeah.
At one point, Shakira's laying down or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's all right.
But then she was like, blah, 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 blah.
Yes. And that became a giant meme.
It did. So we're going to play some of the highlights here because I was amazed at how much vag they showed. Like how many crotch shots they had.
Well,
and Jennifer Lopez, did you see her diddle herself?
I didn't see the diddle, but what I saw was.
And everybody was like, yay!
She diddled herself!
Good. I would have stood up like I had just seen the most beautiful play ever if I saw Jennifer Lopez.
You didn't got it.
Yes! Encore! Encore!
My, where are you seeing this?
Bravissimo!
I'd take my top hat off.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like, like at first when J-Lo first showed up and they showed her outfit, I thought she had some stuff sticking out on the side of
like
her
pukes?
Crotch area.
What?
And then I realized it was her other outfit.
Yeah, she had the black
outfit.
Thing on first, and then she took that
yes.
off and had her like,
and, like it
glitter
was silver
bikini
or whatever it was. Oh. But you could see it. I was like, she's like bedazzled her bits.
Yeah.
Like, what is about to happen here? But yeah, you're right. There was just crotch everywhere.
Yeah, Shakira took the stage first. She did
My
about
tacos were more important.
6 minutes of her thing before J-Lo came out. But this is a little bit of the Shakira thing that everyone's talking about when she was, how do you say it? Ululating, where you do the.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
What is it?
I didn't know there was a term.
There's a term?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it's ululating or something.
Ululating. She was trying to go. But she just.
She's
look at
really
the crotch.
Talented.
Look at the crotch.
That's awesome.
I thought for sure you saw something there. So that's
like
it.
That's not the greatest.
No.
No, but that is right,
right?
there.
Like, are you crazy? I can't believe so much crotch.
Holy smokes.
Uh-huh. And they ain't shy about it. They didn't move away from it.
But then, like, they brought out
you dancing
two
like
guys.
That when you were making your tacos, Chuck?
I was.
I think it's ooh, lady. I'm not sure that's how you say it.
I don't know.
Let's see here.
Ululate.
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 Oh.
From Latino, it's a long, wavering, high-pitched vocal sound resembling a howl.
I thought it was a great halftime show.
And then they brought out the guys who like dressed like me on the weekend. Like I was like, what are these guys doing?
Like
there was the rapper guys who just like look like just in Django jeans and well, I'm like, what is going on? I like would just look over and like and shake my head like what the
I like the backup dancers that have the instruments.
Oh yeah,
I didn't really playing them.
No, no one was really playing.
This is the J-Lo diddling herself bit here that blew me away.
So see if you can see her parts.
Oh, she did.
See, she
gave
did.
It a little
touch. Right? She gave a little touch.
She was too far away.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. She slides down the stage and grabs her punani.
I think she
double clicked the mouse.
You know what I think she was doing? I think she was blocking it. I think they were like, listen, you're going to do that slide.
Just in case it slips out?
Well, not just to so it wasn't like
but
just
even though she had something underneath it.
I think she was blocking
it. She did.
It.
She had a whole
She's
body
not
suit.
Even close to
I'll
touching herself.
Watch this over and over again to see.
Yes, to watch
exactly.
it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we get a slow motion?
Like, would that have really
close.
Covered anything?
Not really.
No, like,
not really.
Not
I don't,
not
but,
at all.
But like,
is it like a distraction tactic? Like, don't look at my crotch.
That didn't make me not look.
Like, I've seen a girl touch herself, and this is not it.
Well, of course, it's simulated touching, you goof.
I mean, she did a circular kind of, that was a diddle.
I think she was, like, well off.
But she was off of it, yeah, but it was a simulated diddle.
It was
diddle.
A simulated diddle, that's what I thought.
It was a like a diddle mime.
Diddle do or diddle not.
She
I
might have said,
diddle.
Like, I'm going to simulate a diddle, but if they show it from the side, you can tell she's a foot away from her.
Maybe she just was checking.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she got a bit of a bruise.
But did you see the stuff on the side?
Yes.
If you looked very closely at her vagina,
but that was she ripped that other stuff
exactly.
off, and that was underneath.
But that was distracting me while I was trying to make tacos. I was like,
God damn it, I love tacos.
I thought it was incredible the pole, like how she could,
amazing,
like her athletic ability. Like,
well, she had a woman in that.
50.
She did it for the movie Hustlers, right? She was showing off her pole skills.
She's like that.
I want to know what this Spanish guy was saying about J-Lo's ass when he was rapping, because he kept pointing to her ass as he was rapping. So if we have any Latino listeners, if you could just maybe
catch a lick of
let
it.
Us know. This is, okay, so this is the rap here.
I saw this guy. This is what I mean. Like, he's dressed like me going to the supermarket.
He's on the Super Bowl. He keeps pointing to her ass and pretending to slap her ass as he's rapping in Spanish.
Do you think there was like a hidden ass message that he was talking about?
Yeah, that ass. Look at that ass.
I think you could almost say it.
What would you have said if you were that guy standing behind her?
We'll say A-Rod got that I don't.
Wait a minute.
A-Rod was in the audience cheering, jumping up and down. Did you see his video?
He's got a lot of problems.
Yeah, he does.
He's very excited.
Yeah, I know. I keep picturing J-Lo just doing that Sally O'Malley, Molly Shannon sketch from Saturday Night Live, where she's like, I'm 50 and I can kick and I can jump.
She is 50.
She's 50. Yeah, yes. And Shakira's 43.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's just rapping and pointing to her ass. So is the rap about her ass? That's all the questions.
I'm gonna guess no.
Her pants look like she just kind of fell down a hill in some foil. Nude.
Some stuff stuck.
Bless him.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They dance like maniacs. Each of them had like 6 minutes to perform. Again, whether you liked it or not, you can't deny the physical ability of these ladies. Like, Jennifer Lopez is not known for strong vocals. She did sing live, which I was amazed by.
She did?
By.
I was wondering that.
Because hearing her reference stuff, like Miami and different things.
Okay.
And
I thought maybe she was throwing that in.
I thought that they recorded that stuff. Like, so yeah, like they will mention Miami. Like, they cut a track.
She could not have been singing.
I don't think so. No, they don't There's sing no live.
I thought at the beginning she was singing live. Like right at the.
They have a live mic.
They have a live mic.
Yeah, but I don't think they.
Miami!
Yeah. That's what I do during this show sometimes.
David Chuck the Freak!
Yeah.
Because I'm never live here.
No.
Okay, well, listen. Movie scripts to all the six to J know to this and clips.
I stay grounded as the amounts roll and I'm real. No. I
told you don't think so?
No, I don't.
No.
I thought we read somewhere that they will not take the chance.
It could be a disaster.
Yeah. The sound is so terrible there every time is what I always hear about singers. They can't hear themselves. They can't do anything.
So then she must have recorded it live.
They record it live like this when they're in rehearsal.
Right.
And then they get a good take and they fix it up. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, this is what we're going to go with. Go ahead.
Because it definitely wasn't her like recorded track vocals.
No.
It was actually, because you can hear that she's moving as she's singing and stuff.
But they record it so that there's no, like, big mess-ups.
Everything's smoke and mirrors these days.
Yeah,
you're right.
I saw one highlight of Shakira and her just shaking their asses.
Oh, yeah, right near the end, they totally did. And then, so that was the complaint, that the female empowerment thing that they were saying they couldn't believe. Like, they set women back. So there you go, that's it.
Can I tell you, Shakira's pretty good at that. A little bit better than J-Lo.
Shakira's just a natural. She was just born to do that.
She was.
Her hips look at her amazing butt move compared to J-Lo's.
I agree, 100%.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that.
Like Shakira's ass shake blows J-Lo's ass shake.
It's not even.
She can move her body. Her hips have never told lies.
No, it's true. They're so honest.
She has the most honest hips.
It was daring to go right next to her and do that.
Uh-huh. Shakira's the only chick that can go next to J-Lo.
She's just a natural dancer.
Yeah.
What the Christ?
And I don't know what this song was. Is this one of their songs? This tribal?
Shakira can dance,
man.
Well, Shakira, I think that she's, both of them are more dancers than singers,
right?
I would think.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
But Shakira, both of them can dance, though.
Mm-hmm.
But Shakira has that butt that just moves.
Anyway. I tell you, that butt, it shuts me up.
It does. It keeps you quiet. Right
up. I mean,
keeps
I could be quiet. a mid-sense. Hold on.
Andy, are you there? Are you with us?
No, I've been stunned by Shakira's ass shake.
I guess that guy was saying, shake that burro, that rapper guy.
Okay.
Shake that bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever that is. I don't know. It wasn't about her ass, though. But
He's just saying dance, like basically like dance or something.
Dance.
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. Would have been better if it was all about her ass. If he did a rap about J-Lo's ass. And that song we just heard was from Zootopia. That was that chanting thing you heard at the end.
Okay.
Just in case anyone is wondering.
J-Lo brought her daughter on stage.
Oh, was that her daughter?
Yeah.
Who sang with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
That's nice.
Missed that whole part. I must have been making tacos.
Yeah, apparently you
I want some of these tacos, man.
I honestly don't know this.
I bet they're good.
Never would have said anything about Demi Lovato's voice because I never really heard it, but I thought she did a great job at the national anthem.
Yeah, I've spent the whole weekend crying about Demi Lovato. So
what?
You've been crying?
Dude, so, you know, I watch reaction videos and she sang at the Grammys.
Okay, I heard that. I heard that she cried and had to start over.
Oh, my God.
Chuck, what's happening
to you?
What'd
she cry about?
It was her first time performing since out of rehab. Is that it?
Right, and she, I guess this song, so I only know what the reactors tell me. And they, apparently, she wrote some song 4 days before she OD'd. Okay?
Okay.
And the song is basically like a huge cry for help. And, like, it's about no one's listening to me, blah, 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 like, all this. And then, so she did it on the Grammys. It's all these people reacting to it and bawling. And if I see people bawling, I generally start bawling.
It makes you bawl. So you fell into a Demi Lovato loophole.
So I was in just a Demi Lovato...
I don't want to make you cry. I don't want to make you cry.
So, like, she starts this and tries to start. Can't go on. Starts bawling, like right here.
I tried to talk to my piano.
Devastating. So they have to restart. Then it goes on.
I can't keep it together. I mean, it's really... Oh, poor thing.
Poor thing.
So, tears... Anyway, the song gets much better later on.
Is she able to start?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She ends up killing it. So because of this, you know, it was like, because I wondered, did they make the choice for her to sing the national anthem before this?
I think it was before the Grammys.
Oh,
they announced
it
early.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, she kills it so hardcore in this that I was like, oh, okay, that's why. Because I don't know how the Super Bowl works. I just figured... She killed it at the Grammys. They're like, let's capitalize on this and have her do the national anthem.
She tweeted,
can legitimately sing her ass off.
Yeah, and that's what shocked me. I've never really listened to her sing before. I never fell in a Demi Lovato loophole like you did. So
it was wild this weekend.
But I was impressed with her version of the national anthem. And 10 years ago, she tweeted her dream is to one day sing the national anthem of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Almost didn't make it. Almost killed herself by mistake.
Yes. Nuts. But I'm glad things worked out for her.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The drivers of those luxury cars that cut you off and you think, well, they suck. There is a new study out in the Journal of International Psychology that does make a link that many people have assumed for years. Owners of high-status luxury cars are actually a-holes.
Yes.
Specifically, they say men, sorry guys if you drive one of these cars, men who own Mercedes and BMWs
100%.
Are more likely to be a-holes.
Yes.
They were self-centered men who are argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unempathetic.
I guess I should get a BMW.
They're much more likely to own a high-status car like a BMW or Mercedes.
Mm. Yeah, like... I like some of their cars. I just, in my head, I thought this, though. Like, I'm like,
well, you said that
I can't.
I would think that the same thing will go for, like, the Tesla driver.
I think they're different.
I
think they're, like,
I don't know.
They're
I
feel not, like a, it's not good, but it's different
be a
because
different
it's
type
like
of
a
person.
Planet.
Yeah, you're going to be just, like, a planet saving.
An environmental.
Yeah, like, you're not a great guy to be around, but,
yeah, it's the people that want to be like, look how I'm helping and you're not.
Right. Yeah, like there's
those kind of people.
Right, it's like everything that stops me from like wanting to, you know, treat yourself to something nice or whatever. It's like you can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Tesla's not even that expensive though, really. Some, you know, like we talked about, but
So they analyzed the personality types. What they also found, drivers of those kind of cars most likely to run a red light, not give the right of way to pedestrians.
Never.
Nope.
Generally drive recklessly and too fast. And they were linked to these particular car brands when they did this study. Driving unethically came up quite a bit.
Right. Now, the only people that don't qualify in this whole thing are the guys who buy like a 15-year-old BMW.
Right.
That are out there. There are those guys as well.
They just got a good deal on a decent car.
They'll buy, yeah. You know, it's like the brand new ones. When you see the brand new one, like, I'm always like, oh, well.
When you see those symbols, Mercedes and BMW, and you're a lady and you're looking at a fella in one of those cars, just know he's probably awful in the sack.
Oh, my God.
I just usually see old people in these,
generally,
these vehicles.
Yeah. They say, funny enough, there's no connection between women and self-centeredness if they drive luxury cars. It doesn't apply to women the same way it applies to men.
Because cars, for a guy, it's like it's about your dick, right? Like
That's right.
That's what it is. It's so, it's, girls don't have that issue with life.
Yeah, it's not, they don't have the same kind of egos.
No.
It's different.
No.
It's weird, but it is usually.
I mean, girls like to spend money, so if they like to spend money and they like nice things, you know.
Yeah. They have it to spend.
Yeah, it's donger. Right. It's donger related.
This guy said, I worked at a car wash for 5 years. Every BMW driver was a D-bag, in his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said, worked with a guy for 8 years. Never once said hello or talked to me or my group. He drives a BMW.
That should be their commercial.
Do you want to be a douche?
Do you have what it takes to be a true douche?
But if that's your market, you'd think you would target the ad a bit more. They must have it figured out, though. Obviously, they've got it figured out.
This guy says, I've been driving a BMW for 5 years, and I'm the same a-hole I've always been since driving my Jeep.
Well, because sometimes you're that a-hole, and you just... You're going to migrate. You finally can get into the car you belong
in. Well, that's just it. You started out a butthole.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got better. You did better in life. And so now you can be a true butthole.
Bob drives a BMW. Bob, are you just a gigantic douchebag?
You a douche, Bob?
No, I'm not. I'm a good guy. Most people tell me that anyways.
Do you think there is a correlation in this study, though? They seem to.
Yes, my coworker Brian, who drives a Tesla, used to work for the BMW, and all he dealt with was douchebags who couldn't even afford to replace the tires on the cars.
Right, so they're faking
That's
it.
That's a different one.
Yeah, oh, right. They're
living beyond their means, douchebag.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a whole classification of BMW drivers who just can't afford the car, can't afford to maintain it, and it's just a total status symbol.
Yeah.
I'm a guy who got a great deal on a 2-year-old, electric BMW.
Right. Electric, yeah.
Right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. So he's a condescending BMW owner.
Right.
Because it's electric.
It's electric.
Yes, exactly.
Do you even care about saving the planet, bro?
Wait till I get a Tesla, and I'm going to just...
Isn't that what Larry David drives? Does he drive in his new...
He drives a Prius, doesn't he?
No, in his new... The new...
I haven't seen the new one yet.
Yeah, you have.
Well, there's only one episode?
There's a couple, but...
Was he driving a Tesla? I didn't pay attention to
it. No, not a Tesla. Anyway, it was a BMW, but I thought, electric BMW, I thought.
Oh, probably. He's really rich.
Yeah, that's true.
He's kind of a douche, too. He's
this person... This person says, I work at a European specialist shop, and this is spot on, especially BMW owners. Douche canoes.
Yeah.
So they have that. Obviously, that's not everyone that drives it, but they made a connection in this study, and a lot of people who have dealt with them seem to back it up. Completely not a BMW story, but driving story. Driving home Friday, downtown. I'm ready to go through a stop sign. Is a dude not texting? Falls right off the curb.
Mm.
Falls right in front of my car. If I had been looking the other way and driven, I would have driven right over the guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
People fall on that road all the time.
Super scary.
Why is that?
There's so much traffic going so fast down there, and there's hardly any room for the sidewalks, especially on one side.
They're falling into the road all the time?
High curbs.
I've seen it, too.
Oh, my God.
If you're not paying attention... You can fall. This guy literally had his phone in front of his face texting right off the curb, fell flat in front of my car. And I looked that way. I looked this way to turn. If I didn't look back, I would have missed him and would have run right over.
Wow. Thing is, he's too dumb to even know that he almost died.
Oh, he did. He was like, oh, my God. Like, he put his hands up. He's like, I'm so sorry.
I bet.
I should run you over.
No, then I thought, can you imagine if I had to run a guy over?
Oh my God.
How horrible you feel? That's my day. That would have been my Friday. I ran a guy over downtown.
Yeah. That would ruin your weekend.
Yes, it would.
You know?
Even though it was no fault of mine.
It would suck, yeah. It'd be a real pain in the ass is what it'd be. That's how I'd view it. I wouldn't care about his snapped legs or anything like that. But I'd be like, God damn it. He's going to try to sue me and I'm going to got a lawyer up and all that whole thing.
Got to hope it's on video.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Right? Because he could have.
You need dash cams now. I think.
Honestly, you kind of do, huh?
You're right. He could have just said, like, oh, this is my moment to sue.
Oh, man. God, I'll tell you right over. If Dave runs me over.
Stop it, Chuck.
Oh, whatever.
I'm waiting.
Chuck's always walking in front of this guy.
I am. You wouldn't believe
to leave.
I'm always sliding out at the gate.
Chuck's always on his belly on a skateboard. That's how he walks to his car.
Bare belly skateboards.
Yeah.
I was skating. He's trying to skate.
He's belly boarding, guys.
Yeah. You got to do a better job of paying attention, Dave.
Yeah.
Why didn't you look?
There's a belly boarding sign crossing right here.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look for Chuck belly boarding. There's like a sign that has your
exactly.
Chuck belly boarding zone.
Yeah, let's hope you don't try and throw yourself in front of my car.
Be just aware.
So you can sue.
Belly boarding is cool, guys.
Lonja Hager, she's a professional kite surfer in Germany.
Okay.
Anyway, she was driving through Norway recently with friends in an RV, and they got stuck in the middle of nowhere.
We are stuck.
Roads were so icy, they were worried they would slide down a big hill if they tried to move in either direction.
Oh.
A tow truck wouldn't have been able to get there for a while, and they worried another car might slide down the road and hit them, so they got creative.
Use my parachute.
Lonja went on Tinder. A guy nearby got in touch within 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
You're going to
have
to use your incredible hotness to save the day.
It's the only thing we can do.
You have is your flawless little body.
You are so attractive. Help us.
That is so true, though, right? Like a hot chick could just be like, help somebody, and not even have to scream it. And then, like, two dudes would be like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I've been hiding under these bushes here.
Apparently, he was really close because it took him only another 5 minutes to get there. Within 10 minutes of creating her Tinder profile, she had a guy there.
Hey, my love!
It's not how Tinder goes for most people, just so you know.
And he showed up in a front-end loader to help clear a path in the ice.
Front-end loader.
I have a front-end loader for just such an occasion, my princess.
Please kiss me.
He
Please.
Got them to a safe spot to park and then came back to put chains on their tires. And there's a picture of the two of them after he helped them get out of that predicament.
Is that the chick?
That's the chick, yeah.
It's not great, huh?
Well, she's wearing a full winter outfit.
Because I'd be like, pop the top,
you have to save our life!
But did he get laid? Is the German wave, it's latex?
Not clear if he got a date out of it or not. I'm going to see, like, a real picture of her. Oh, yeah, come on. She's cute.
This is, like, the hottest thing. A small town of wherever they were.
Those are the pictures she used. I'm sure she didn't use a picture of her all bundled up for winter.
Right.
Well, that's her... Yeah, like you can see in the
corner. Use your incredible hotness. Use the bikini photos. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
The bikini one is going to work.
I mean, she's a kite boarder. Right. Obviously.
Yeah, she's extreme.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That is funny. She can look very, very cute and then just okay.
That is an advantage you women have, though. I mean, as much as you want to be... You know, get rid of all that feminist stuff.
Imagine you can use it to your
get
advantage.
Get rid of all that feminist stuff.
Imagine it's me and you.
I'm frozen
stuff.
Like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining if I ever need somebody to rescue me based on hotness.
We're trying all the Tinder tricks.
Please! Plenty of fish even! Nothing! Yes. Nothing at all! We're going to freeze to death, Chuck!
Oh my God! I'm on Grindr! I went on Grindr! Oh my God, it worked!
It's our only option! We got
to
get the...
Yeah, you'd have to go... You'd have to go gay dudes.
Yep. We have to get saved by bear enthusiasts.
That's it. Don't worry, I'm super hairy. I went on Grindr. Oh, we're saved.
Please. You boys need some help?
Yes.
Hold on to my muscles.
Oh my God. Thank God you showed up, big strong gay man.
James saves the day.
You'd have to go Grindr.
I never thought of it. And I was like, Grindr. We'd be all right.
That's where it was. We get the bear. Right. We get the bear. We're the bears.
I'd kill it on Grindr.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.